And this brings me on to the second of Shinran's ideas, Hakurai. Hakurai means calculation. It means to deliberate, analyze, determine a course of action. It means to arrange or manage, to work out a problem, to bring a plan to a conclusion. It's often translated as the calculating mind, and it refers to the small mind, the mind of the ego, planning, calculating, manipulating the world, other people, for its own ends. Hakurai is also used as a synonym by Shinran for self-power. That is, all acts of intellect and will aimed at gaining enlightenment. And the calculating mind is all-pervasive. Everything we do, everything we say is tainted by calculation. Even our desire to live the spiritual life, even our desire to gain enlightenment, to be compassionate, is tainted by our own calculations for our own benefit. The ego thinks, I want to gain enlightenment. Sometimes Shinran uses the term double-mindedness for this, which is really good, I think. You perform a skillful act, nothing wrong with that. But then what does the mind do? It appropriates that skillful act. Oh, look at me, I did something really skillful there. And Shan Dao, the earlier Chinese Pure Land Master, talked about this. He called it good acts mixed with poison. And he made the point that while you have that kind of mind, a double mind, you can't enter the Pure Land. You need a single mind, a mind of complete sincerity. So Shinran agreed with this, saying that Hakurai, calculation, was the antithesis of Shinjin in trusting, Shinjin being single-minded and sincere. But the problem with Hakurai is that it's a closed system. You can't get out of it. It's a bit like the hole that you've just fallen down and you're shoveling away industriously, 20 years shoveling away. You're just digging the hole deeper and deeper. You can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So that's why self-power doesn't work, according to Shinran. Because it's the self trying to get something for the self. And that's why, according to Shinran, we have to have recourse to other power. It's only other power that can help us out of this closed system of the self planning for the self. But there is another form of Hakurai. It's Amitabha's Hakurai. Amitabha is constantly working for our benefit. But we keep getting in the way of his mind, his wisdom and compassion with our calculations. There's a phrase that Shinran uses over and over again. Shinjin is no self-working is true working. No self-working is true working. It's a bit like the Zen idea of the small mind and the big mind. The small mind is us, the big mind is Amitabha. So there's an equation. Self-power is our Hakurai, our calculation. Other power is Amitabha's Hakurai, Amitabha's calculation. And Shinjin is true entrusting to Amitabha's mind, letting go of our own calculation. So then there's another equation. If Shinjin is entrusting oneself to Amitabha, then self-power is doubt. Doubt in Dharmaka's vow and doubt in the Pure Land. Don't know how many of you are following this line of argument or agree with it. Just telling you Shinran's ideas, really. But I think Sangharakshita expresses the idea of Hakurai and letting go of Hakurai in his poem Life is King. Although he there uses the metaphor of ownership. I won't read you the whole poem, but there's a line, isn't there? We try to anticipate the earned smile, the soft reward. That's Hakurai at work. And then at the end he says, life cannot belong to us. We belong to life. Life is king. I think these last two lines express the falling away of Hakurai, our calculation, in the rising of Shinjin, naturalness, or entrusting. When we realise that life doesn't actually belong to us, and that actually nothing belongs to us, that life is not ours to manipulate, and that we actually belong to life, that life is king, at that point, there's a giving up or giving away of the self. And with that comes a kind of letting go into life. No more calculating, no more manipulating people and events to get our own way. And a kind of entrusting to life. An entrusting to the natural dharmic law, the laws of karma and dharma niyamas. Dhammata or jinin, naturalness. Entrusting oneself to life as king. Or life as Amitabha, you could say.